Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome back, Maddie.
Thank you so much. It is so good to be back, but... Quiet down. It's fine. Yeah. I have to get something off my chest to you guys. I've come back from LA and I need to share this with someone. And so I thought, why not my two best friends and the hundreds of thousands of listeners of Morning Glory?
Let it all out.
It's just a secret between the three of us. Get it off the chest. I tell you what, there was some getting off involved. That was the problem. Oh. Not me, though. Guys, I went to LA. I needed to escape. And when you go to LA, you then have to escape LA and get out of the bubble. So I went to nice, warm Palm Springs. Beautiful. It was like 38, 39 degrees. My partner and I, we checked into a hotel, found this nice one online, went, yep, great, we'll go there. It's relatively cheap. It's lovely.
Yeah.
We rock up there. It's really nice. Cannot wait to get into our bathers and just sit by the pool and have some cocktails.
Get in
just,
your togs, slap it up.
Yeah, right.
Soak just, up the sun.
Just chill out, because I knew I was coming back to gloomy old Melbourne and I just wanted to get my tan on and enjoy my time. And so we get out of the car. I'm like, great, this is wonderful. Brilliant. Walk in the front gate, which is locked, so you have to buzz reception. They're like, yep, great, we'll buzz you in. And so we walk in and you go down this really nice sort of path. It's lined with trees and it's really nice and tropical, and you know, you've got the mountain ranges in the background that you can see. The mise-en-scene is incredible. I take a nice breath in. Finally, a beautiful time to relax. We see the pool, which is wonderful, and I start to walk around the corner, and then I get a vision of, I guess there were a number of people at this hotel, which is fine because it's Palm Springs, it's summer, it's nice.
Poolside conversation doesn't go astray?
No, and there was plenty of poolside conversation.
Yeah.
They were shaking hands with the unemployed.
What do you mean?
How else can you describe this, Gabe?
Oh, they were doing a flute solo.
They were doing a flute solo.
Wait.
They were
choking the chicken?
Choking the chicken, yeah.
A little bit of...
Yeah, they were getting their Xena on.
Wait, so what kind of... Was this like a party of sorts? Like, what was this?
This
a
was
gathering?
A
mass gathering of...
It definitely was a mass gathering, but I looked at my partner and he looked at me and I was like, what is going on? And so we kind of like averted our eyes and we walked into reception and we were greeted by the guy at reception and he was like, I am so sorry, I forgot to mention that we have this event once a year. And I was like, great, what event is
it? At your hotel.
Yeah, and he's like, but you know, it's fine because it's been on the last 2 days and these are just the ones, these are the last ones.
A marathon.
A marathon.
A marathon.
Yeah, like... Yeah. Just this, you know, crazy amount of people. But that's not even the... He's like, and, you know, bonus for you. You've paid to be here, so you can join in if you want. And
wow.
They're like, thank you. So he kind of was a little bit apologetic. He gave us our key and he's like, oh, don't worry about room 7. Room 7 is where they could go if they, you know, if things got a little bit more heated.
Oh, this is my worst nightmare. This is all men sitting around a pool
and
doing a flute
solo. So how long does this party go for? It's like a marathon. Was it 2 days or something?
Well, it was 2 days. Yeah. And we got there at about 12:30 p.m. on the Sunday and it had been going since the Friday night.
Wow.
And, you know, it was very... Very interesting, but that's not even the half of it. The education came by if you know do a body scan of someone and you're trying to, you know, you want to look at the menu without ordering, because I certainly in this case I was very much vegan or vegetarian and there was nothing on the menu that I was interested in eating. So I was trying to quickly peruse the menu just to see sort of what was there. And so you're scanning, and then at the point of appendage, you know, shaking hands with the unemployed there, they had their flute in one hand and then it looked like, you know, the boys were doing a weight session. There were three or four rings, metal rings, pulling down...
Oh, hanging from there. Hanging from something, their, something.
Yeah. Like
beside
this,
the pool.
Beside the pool.
That's
and
dangerous.
So they're talking about the stock market and they have their flute in one hand and then they're tapping each other's, you know, they're making sure that they have both of the testes in their anatomy.
Do you think this would be the kind of thing that you would need like a plast on your hand after doing, you know, whatever we're talking about for 2 days? You know that thing, or where you have your hand in a sling?
Oh, I tell you what, it'd be RSI, wouldn't it?
Like, Would this be like the craziest party you've ever been invited to or crashed?
Oh my God, yeah.
Or?
I wish it, like, I just was like, what is this? Straight down this weird rabbit hole.
I think we need to talk a little bit more about this.
Joy.
That's Selena Gomez, Marshmallow. What a great combination. Wolves.
Are you saying like Selena Gomez and Marshmallows are a great combination?
Of course. Maybe if you go on Puffing Billy, hey, Gabe.
Sounds
wink, wink.
Delicious.
We've just had a lovely shout out from Ruth, haven't we? We've been talking crazy parties that you've either crashed or been invited to.
Yeah. She was invited to a party by her friend because a guy that she was interested in invited her. And they got there to find a room full of guys watching TV in sleeping bags. Why would they be in sleeping bags,
oh,
you might
goodness.
Ask? They were watching porn and they were all doing a bit of the, oh, how do I put this? A little bit of the flying solo within their sleeping bags.
Something like that, yeah.
Right.
There was something being whipped. And anyway.
Fisty cuffs.
Yeah, you could do that.
They said hi and made their excuses to leave, which I would like to know what those excuses were. Is I've got anything else to do right now would have been my excuse.
Yeah.
But apparently there was a palpable expectation of participation in the air.
Oh, gross.
I bet that wasn't the only thing in the air, Ruth.
Gross.
Joy.
Maddie, you went to a crazy party in LA.
Yes, by accident. Went to just have a relaxing time by a pool, and it ended up there were lots of people not necessarily relaxing, but they were certainly having a pool time.
Choking the chickens.
Yeah, cock-a-doodle, don't touch me is how I felt about that whole thing, let me tell you.
Gabe, were there some terms of how else you would do that?
Well, just for the sake of equality, maybe buffing the muffin.
Oh, no.
I can't believe I just said that.
Oh, dear.
On the radio. Hi, Mum. How you doing?
Joy, 94.9.
I went to the MoMA exhibition, which is in Melbourne right now.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy.
Yes, super fancy.
Sa culture.
I actually really liked it. I love art. I love art galleries in general, so everyone should go see it. There are some really famous paintings there, but it's kind of one of those things where it's like you're kind of only really going there for like the four famous paintings that they have. Like there's hundreds of works there, but you're kind of really only, your ticket's only really getting your Frida Kahlo, Salvador Dali, Van Gogh and Drowning Girl by Lichtenstein, if you know all of those.
I know some of those. I don't know all of those.
Something that really annoyed me though and got on my graph is how disrespectful and crazy people are in art galleries. Like here are some of the most famous paintings in the world worth millions of dollars, and people just don't seem to really care.
Oh.
So, like, for example, there was this one guy who was with his girlfriend and, you know, was taking a photo with The Persistence of Time by Salvador Dali.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know it, but it's like, it's literally one of the most famous paintings in the world. It's got like the flopping clocks.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Super famous.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And this guy was with his girlfriend. He was like kind of, you know, posing in front of it with his thumbs up. And the girlfriend's like, go a little bit closer. He's like, all right, I'll go a bit closer. She's like, no, closer. He's like, all right, is this okay? She's like, nah, go even closer. And his face is like right up near to this painting next to it. I'm just thinking, are you joking? Are you kidding?
Got up your goat, did it?
Well, that got up my goat. And then there was this other woman, there was this old lady who was like tapping the glass of this glass protecting a sculpture. I'm like, why are you tapping the glass? You're not allowed to do that. Don't do that. And then this teenage boy, he nearly knocked his backpack into a painting. Don't do that. So I'm just thinking, maybe I could become like a security guard at a art gallery, like a sassy security guard.
Right, you're like the superhero of art preservation and culture, like, aren't you?
Don't do that, doll. Get away. Just move away right now.
Do you think that the trouble is that Australia doesn't receive enough art and therefore we're uneducated on the culture of art and what you should and shouldn't do?
I mean, potentially. I just think there's this thing where it's like, stand a little bit of distance away from the painting. Give it some room. It's worth millions of dollars that you'll never see.
Yeah. And it
just
is
show some respect.
It's interesting because they put those like one or two seats in the middle of these huge sort of gallery rooms, don't they? And
yeah.
I've always walked in and I'm being like, oh, look at this stuff. It's really great. Like, I'm the uncultured one who kind of just is like, oh, yep, yeah, there's a good frame. But there are these people sitting in the seats in the middle of the thing, and they sit and they look at this painting. So it is a perspective thing.
You I really like to take it in and just look at the detail and just really study it. Another thing I also really like to do, though, it's like an OCD thing. I have to read the description. And I don't even know what the damn thing means. Like, I have to read every single one from start to finish. And then I've moved on. I don't even remember what it said. And they don't make any sense.
Mm.
You know when you read them and it's like Blue Poles or something by Jackson Pollock. And they're just like this long-winded description that makes no sense.
Okay, well, if that stuff gets up your goat and you're going to be this sassy security guard, well, Ben, I want to know, what are your three... like top tips for those that are going to art galleries or anything cultured in this city? What are the three things Ben says you must do or what you must not do?
Well, don't get close to the painting. Stand at least a metre away.
Right.
And be mindful of others.
Okay.
That's all.
That's all.
Am I 105 now suddenly with grey hair?
It does sound like that.
You know what I don't like about the youth of today? They just don't stand far enough away from a painting.
Yeah, show some respect for the art.
Show some respect for the art. There it is.
Joy.
Gabe, did you go to the movies the other day?
Well,
I think we need to kind of break into that soon, yeah?
I went to the movies, yeah. I won't see that movie again. There's no good.
Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 8.
Oh, Ocean's 8. Sorry, I'm going with the other sequels.
You won't go and see it again, or you didn't?
No, I wouldn't see it again.
Oh, my goodness.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I need to hear all about this shortly because I have been frothing for this movie to come to the movies.
Joy.
Good morning.
The sun's up. It's very foggy. It's a little bit like a horror movie right now, isn't it?
Kind of like a horror movie. And speaking of horror movies, Gabe, you went to the movies and you've been unimpressed about it.
I wasn't happy.
Get the popcorn, the choc top out.
Yeah, I did. I got the popcorn and the choc top.
What did you see?
Ocean's 8.
Ah.
Yeah, I wasn't happy.
Why?
I mean, I went because I thought this is cool. There's like a film with some amazing female actors in it. You know, like I had Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, it had Rihanna, Anne Hathaway. And I was like, this is cool. This is like amazing, powerful woman. Let's go see this movie.
Yeah.
And I feel like the directors were very excited about their lineup for the show.
Yeah, let's not talk about it. Let's not forget our girl Sarah Paulson, though. Like, she's great.
Yeah, I love her.
She's one of ours.
Love her.
You know?
Yeah, she is one of ours.
Yeah. It was great. It's like they got there on the day one and they were like, have you got Sandra Bullock? Tick. Have you got Kate Blanchett? Tick. Who's got the script? And then there was just silence and they realised they forgot to write a script. It was brutal. It was no one was whipping anyone. Work was... It's so disappointing.
Because I was really... I've got this thing because I don't really... I'm going to be really prudish for a sec, or I don't know what the word is, but I don't see a lot of commercial big blockbuster movies. Haven't seen... Is it Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 12?
And 13.
13. I don't have time for George Clooney. I don't have time for Brad Pitt, all these hot men.
Mm.
Ugh, flush them down the toilet.
No, you're too busy going to MoMA and telling people how to live their life,
Don't
Ben.
Care about that. I only see indie movies, independent movies. But anyway, with Ocean's 8, I actually really wanted to see it because it's like an all-female cast and I love all the leads.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought too. Power to the women. But unfortunately, they forgot to write a script. They, at the end... And you know what else really frustrated me? It was like their motivation wasn't to be like rich and famous, and like their motivation wasn't about them. It was about, at the end of the day, it was about getting back at a man. Like, surely you can have motivation without being angry at an ex-boyfriend.
Should they have all just been power lesbians or something?
Well, yes.
Feminist lesbians.
I think that's why they put Kate Blanchett in. They were like, oh, I don't know, just... She didn't even have a role to play. It was like, just put her in leather and put her on a motorbike. That'll keep the lesbians happy. It was just...
I kind of want to pay just to see that, though. I love Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But, I mean, you could have done a 10-minute movie.
I reckon me and Maddie need to see it now.
Yeah.
Because I reckon I'll just be like, I'm glad I paid the ticket price for Kate Blanchett and the leather jacket.
I'd be happy to pay the ticket price just for the choc top and popcorn combination.
Sandra Bullock is amazing. But even watching her, I thought, you're not into this. Do you know, I feel like everyone involved was disappointed.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
How many stars do you rate it, Margaret, if you get my gist?
I don't know. I want to give it more stars because it has a really awesome actors in it, but
yeah.
I'd give it Two.
Ooh, it's a stinker. So it's a stinker.
Well, other people liked it. I thought it was really boring and lame.
Do you guys smuggle in food to the cinema? Is that just like the normal thing?
No, and that
does?
Gets right up my goat. You know, the last movie I went and saw, there were some people who had must have gone to a Chinese restaurant or somewhere Vietnamese or something. Actually, it was Vietnamese. I remember they had their pho. They got their pho out with the bean shoots and the whatever else and 476 plastic bags. Thank goodness we're getting rid of plastic bags. But Russell pulled out a whole swag of things and started to eat their dinner. I was
that's
what
disgusting.
Are you eating? Even doing in here?
Get out. Should Ben the sassy security guard
Ben
come
the
in?
Sassy security guard.
Can't believe you're eating that in here. Get out of here right now.
Right, don't you have any respect for the movie makers, the culture?
Would you like to buy a choc top?
Listen to you two. You guys just walk around in the world just angry.
Let's be simple-minded here. Bring a packet of chips in. Bring a bottle of water. You know, keep it simple. Don't bring in, you know, pho. That's disgusting.
I'd definitely say take a bottle of water. I think it's daylight robbery that cinema charges you like $6 for a bottle of water. Yes, water disgusting. Falls from the sky for free.
What I think is funny is movies go for like an hour and a half. You can't wait and not eat and drink for an hour and a half.
Yeah, correct.
It's true. When did this get belt on movie time?
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.